Welcome to Twisted With Us.
In the name of my rap debut and fantasizing about many, many male rappers just going at it sexually, this is our ongoing examination of Twisted.
I'm Aaron.
I'm Eric.
And I'm Robbie.
And today we're reviewing Twisted's 2014 EP, Get Twisted. Hey, do you want to hear something wild?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Wet and Wild?
Get Twisted, that we are talking about today,
sure,
came out 10 years ago this week.
Wow.
That is wild.
That is wild to think about.
Not very wet, but very wild.
Monday, I think.
Yeah, we're not doing a catch-em-up, you know, where we were kind of thing. But
no, we don't need to do that. We're not going to do mustard either,
or relish.
No.
But I was going to say, on that note, I think this was the most recent Twisted album when I kind of started paying attention to them again.
Oh, this is where you sort of got back on board?
I was building to it, but I think this is the first new Twisted that I would have been in contact with.
Did you say nude Twisted?
Yeah. We haven't done the album art yet.
Yeah, it's a recreation of them doing the
John Lennon baby. Yoko Ono.
Oh, I was going to say the baby album cover from Nirvana.
Oh, no.
Either one.
It's the John Lennon Yoko Ono black and white. They're kind of turned. Their heads are turned towards the camera.
Yeah, oh, the long crack photo. The original long crack photo.
Yeah, that's the one.
So, Robbie, to your point, normally I would talk about what else is going on in the world at this point, and we would talk about where we were and what we were doing. But we did all of that for 2014 in the previous episode. If you haven't heard that, go listen to it and then come back.
Let's backtrack here really quick. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Twisted With Us, yet another installment of this fine, fine podcast with these fine, fine gentlemen here with me. Eric and Robbie, I hope you're doing well. I know you're doing well because we've probably talked for about 45 minutes before we started this recording, but
a good conversation. Yeah,
patrons, you know what's up.
And we want you to hear it because we want you to sign the petition.
Yes,
find out all about that, you know, when you listen.
I'm gonna have to start a GoFundMe or something if that petition gets signed.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, so Robbie.
Yeah, it's me.
It is April of 2014, 10 years ago.
Yeah,
10 years ago, which is right between the digital and physical releases of For the Fam Volume 2, which we talked about on the last episode. Mm-hmm. So you did the history last episode. You left off in March of 2014.
Right.
What's the Twisted history we need to know to catch us up from March to April? Less than a month.
Okay. Yeah. I will tell you, it's not a lot. So I added a little bit of context and fluff to get us there. I mean, not a lot. You'll know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
So April 4th, 2013, Monoxide announces on Twitter that Twisted have officially signed a distribution deal with InGrooves Music Group for their new label. So seemingly this is what was holding them up from announcing a new label and moving forward with that, as they had some paperwork to finish and that was finished. So he says there will be no more EPs after the release of Get Twisted. So presumably
ever.
That's the whole sentence. He might have meant that, but I mean, I got
that's a lie.
A little insight for you. Yeah, there's plenty more EPs where that came from.
Yeah.
But I assume this was kind of meant that they were kind of stalling on releasing an LP until all these deals and stuff were worked out. So, they worked out the deal. New material is coming through. Not in short form. They're going to start giving it to us in long form.
Long crack form.
Yeah, long crack form. After this one. This is short crack. I don't know. Okay. April 15th, 2014, just a little bit later, Twisted doing an interview with an outlet called Gimme Noise, where they discuss Juggalos being misunderstood, not appreciating things like the SNL parodies of The Gathering stuff, which historically ICP had kind of celebrated.
Wait, April 15th?
April 15th, yeah.
The release date of this album?
Yeah, this came out same day. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
They talked about how they didn't think that it was cool that SNL was doing like parodies of Juggalos and stuff. They thought it was disrespectful and that Juggalos were misunderstood, and that it had led to a lot of the bad stuff, like the FBI stuff and whatnot. And people should just understand that these are just nice folks. And I think they even say everyone's a Juggalo. They just don't know it.
Oh,
so yeah. They say the craziest, though, the interview asks them, you know, like, what's the craziest thing you've seen at a show? To which they bring up the man with a samurai sword that was on their bus, as we previously discussed. Hard to beat. Oh, and they talk a lot about how they, the fact that they want people who have maybe a preconceived notion of what Twisted is to give them a chance with their new stuff, and that this is just the beginning for them. This will be kind of, unless there's anything pivotal that happens, this will be kind of my catch-all explanation of their interviews at this time, because they sort of go on an interview spree here because they're, you know, they got the new label deal. They're trying to really get out in the streets and tell people what they're all about. So they do a ton of interviews at this time, and they all kind of cover the same ground. Big talking points are that they are music's best kept secret. They often describe themselves as a horror movie on CD. And it's just taking the opportunity to kind of try to reintroduce themselves to the public as not, you know, ICP's little brother, but as their own thing, and kind of with a little bit of a more mature, you know, down to earth approach to what they're saying in public spheres. So to kind of reintroduce themselves to the public.
I have a note about that when we get to the album cover, and we'll talk about it then.
Okay.
Was that it? Are you done?
Yeah, so that's it. That's the whole history. As we talked about, it was the same day as the album release. So yeah, that
which part was the fluff?
Just the kind of context around their general interviewing at the time and stuff like that. It wasn't fluff like about like, and then that was the day the president got shot or anything like that. It was just that kind of giving context to their general goings on at the time.
Well, all right.
Mm-hmm. Well, there we are. Well, Eric, you have some album specific or EP rather specific info about Get Twisted. So why don't you run that into our ear holes so we can process them with our brains and have knowledge.
No, oh, okay. That's exactly what I was planning to do.
Great.
Oh, good.
And I am actually going to go back a couple months and start back before For the Fam Volume 2 released. I'm actually going to give you some parallel timeline history that's actually the same timeline. We just didn't talk about it in the last album info. So February 26th, 2014, Twisted announced via a post on their Facebook page that they would be releasing a new EP called Get Twisted. It would contain 5 brand new tracks, and it was going to be available to purchase at their merch table during the upcoming bootleg banner tour, as well as through twistedshop.com on April 15th. So the bootleg banner tour, is that because like the scrims and like banners and stuff that they use on stage were not like official licensed stuff? Or
I think it was basically their catch-all term for just doing a kind of cheap, quick tour.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't like they did it, I think, in, this is really going to be a guess, but I think I'm going to say like 2006, they did a similar thing where they toured. Okay,
that sounds right.
And called it that as well. So I think it just means they're throwing up a banner behind them that says Twisted, hitting some clubs, not really putting a lot of production into it, just doing some work.
All right. On March 13th, 2 weeks before the scheduled release date for the Fam Volume 2, pre-orders for the Get Twisted EP went live on twistedshop.com. And if you pre-ordered the version of the CD from twistedshop.com, it would come with an alternate cover versus the one that you could buy at the shows. Now, they have a picture of it that I grabbed here. And from what I can tell, there was basically a standard normal colorized photo of them with a red logo or a fully green colorized version. And I think the red logo one with the regular photo of them and the sort of like crackly pattern on it was supposed to be the alternate cover. But I looked everywhere. I don't think they ever released a version with that cover. There is an alternate cover, but it's completely different.
Yeah, I've only seen the two that I think we're going to discuss in a bit here.
Now, on March 18th, Paul tweets, doing Wasted Part 2, the first one is in trouble.
Like it's going to get grounded or?
2 days later, on March 20th, Paul tweets, Wasted Part 2 is killing it.
Wow.
Cain and Abel situation with Wasted Part One.
I was getting really, really worried just as I'm going through this, because I'm like, oh shit, I didn't realize Wasted 2 was on this album. But
don't worry, it's 25 minutes this time.
Yeah. And here's a really weird one. Mm-hmm. On March 31st, Twisted announced via Twitter that they had just finished the Get Twisted CD. Now, keep in mind, this was
2 weeks.
Over a month since they announced that the thing is happening, and only 2 weeks before it was coming out.
Yeah, it's a pretty quick turnaround.
So they're like, just finished it, and then thanked, like, added all of these different artists: Ari the Rugged Man, DJ Paul, Chris Webby, Kung Fu Vampire, Whitney Payton, Dominic, the Dead Beats, Gangsta Boo, Blaze, the ROC, and Zodiac Imprint. Hmm. It was kind of a weird and cryptic tweet, but also really strange that far after announcement and that close to release, they're like, it's done, we did it.
Probably waiting to get some of those features in.
My assumption is they were still waiting for 13 or 14 of those features to come through.
Yeah. Also, makes sense. I mean, for a 5-track EP, I can't believe they have this many features. It's they probably spread out evenly.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely not all lumped into one song.
Yeah, that seems right. Okay. Also, I like that Gangsta Boo gets thanked specifically.
Yeah.
No love for Koopsta, for Crunchy Black.
No.
Maybe they
probably just the people that have a Twitter at that point.
Yeah.
On April 4th, Twisted released the track list for Get Twisted, and they announced that it would be also, in addition to on tour and twisted.com, available on April 15th through iTunes and Amazon MP3. And at some point soon after that, Amazon added song snippets for each track.
Wild to remember a time where it was like newsworthy that something was gonna hit iTunes.
Yeah, it was big for them to get it on iTunes.
Listen, this is not just on CD. This is gonna be available digitally, which now it's like the opposite is the case.
So on April 15th, as promised, Get Twisted released. The CDs were still warm. The ink was still wet on the covers.
They were putting right in the envelopes out of the print.
Yeah. Much like A New Nightmare and For the Fam Volume 2, this album was released independently by Twisted LLC. The songs were produced by Seven and Dead Beats with a little help arrangement-wise and things like that from people like Mike Clark on some of the tracks.
Oh.
And as far as I can tell, Get Twisted has never been officially re-released, but I think that they may have continued pressing them because you can still buy it right now with the alternate cover on the MNE store for $13.99.
Yeah. Oh, good. It's been in continuous press.
Yeah. I think it's never like a reissue. They just kept making it.
Yeah, I think so. Or maybe they just never sold the initial batch. Who's to say?
It's possible. They were like, this is going to be big. Let's print 500,000.
Once it hit iTunes, people were like, hey, you know what? I'll listen to it here.
Well, we don't need to buy that thing. That's the album info.
Okay. Well, hell, we're chugging right along. I'm chugging beers over here.
Again?
Wait for a few tracks. We're going to chug some beers.
Okay. I'll hold off.
Awesome. Guys, we have the info. If you don't know what we were up to in this year, go back and listen to the previous episode. We'll wait.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to talking about the album cover.
Ooh.
And then after that,
yeah,
we normally just go into overall thoughts. So we'll do that.
Yeah. Skip the tracks.
Yeah.
So, well, if there's any episode where I wanted to do that, it would have been last episode. Let's not do that this episode. Fair. Let's get to the Get Twisted 2014 original CD cover. And boy, is this green.
Yeah, what is this? The green book?
The green disc?
The green goblin?
Oh, maybe that.
Yeah. I like that Jamie's got the Sith contacts going a bit there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit. Turn to the dark side.
The yellow and red. Yeah.
I also like that he's obviously wearing a black hoodie, but it looks green just with the lighting. I think that's
and neat. Black lipstick.
Yeah, is that
true?
Yeah, it might just be an effect thing. I don't think he's a lipstick guy.
Definitely some makeup there.
Yeah, maybe he did it up extra for this cover.
So here's the question that I wanted to ask. You were talking about how Twisted was really going on a campaign to go, hey, You're thinking about us wrong. Don't lump us in with something that we're not. You should give Twisted a chance. Everybody can dig what we are. We're music's best kept secret. Mm-hmm. Why, when they left Psychopathic and they wanted to reach a wider audience and connect with other artists, did they not ditch the makeup? Why did they keep doing the makeup?
I think a couple things that I would say are probably true. A, it had just been their look forever, and they're like, we don't need to change who we are, you know, necessarily to, you know, we're still this, but, you know, maybe you don't understand what this is. Because they were still talking about, you know, we're a horror movie on disc kind of thing. Sure. So I think they still wanted to keep the...
But lots of rappers touch on that stuff.
Right. I think they were like, this is part of the presentation still, you know.
And they didn't think that was limiting in any capacity?
I don't think that's true. I think Monoxide specifically has a very complicated relationship with the makeup. They do a tour in a couple years here where they don't wear it at all. And I think he said online here and there that this felt very right. Maybe this is the way they should have been doing it for forever. So I think maybe Jamie is more into that version of the presentation, and Monoxide feels a little conflicted about it. I also think that as you get older,
it's easier to hide what you look like behind makeup.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. So
wear a ski mask all the time.
Yeah. You maybe don't look as aged if you've got face paint on.
That's
fair. Tell it to Kiss.
I get why there'd be some, you know, conflicted feelings about it, because there's a level of, we don't want to completely alienate the existing fans we have, and they have an expectation that this is what we do. This is how we look. This is our thing. I just, you know, I feel like Twisted has always been at odds with their identity visually and sonically, and the makeup has never been consistent. They change it all the time. Sometimes they have it, sometimes they don't. They're not like ICP, where for the most part, they're never seen without makeup. Like they were in movies with no makeup on. They've done shows with no makeup. So it just seemed to me like it wouldn't have been a big deal not to, and it would have been a logical choice to go, hey, if we want to be taken serious by a wider audience that are not sort of turned off or afraid of this thing, that might be the way to go. Because it's not just horror movie on a CD that would turn people away, because Eminem is fucking huge and definitely leans into those themes at times, and nobody's going, I'm afraid of Eminem. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I don't, and for me personally, listen, Juggalos, do not come at me. But I think that the fear and being scared of it for being scary horror stuff is less the issue and more that people think it's dumb.
I think that's both. And when I'm saying afraid of it, I don't mean like legitimately I'm afraid of them, but I do think a lot of mainstream music fans that might pick up a rap CD or check an artist might go, that's scary. I don't like that. Or I associate that immediately with that other thing that I think is stupid because Saturday Night Live made fun of it.
That I think more is for me why I think it would have been maybe the time.
Yeah.
Is the association. But I also think because of that association, I think it was an interesting point for them where they, you know, this is still a few years before there's any hard beef.
Right.
So I think there was probably a part of them that was pretty on edge about, like, we have to present to the people that have been with us for 15 years or whatever that we're like, we're still these guys.
With that said, I like the way they look on this cover. I think the makeup looks cool. I like that they went back to their sort of simple, like, sunken eyes ghoul makeup instead of some of the more elaborate things that they've tried, which I know people like, but I like simpler for them. Or, you know, I mean, I think Aaron's on the same page. I've always liked, you know, hoodies and no makeup Twisted, but
absolutely.
If they went back to a dusting of black around the eyes or something, and maybe some baby powder, peak Twisted for me.
This cover, looking at Jamie, is about as close to that as we've been in years.
Yeah. And I think it's just the lighting. I think he's probably done up as much as he ever is, but
it's cool.
It looks
good. I like this. Yeah. All right. I'm sorry. That was a really long conversation, but if not here to have those conversations, what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah, we're tracking the history and the trajectory, and we have five tracks to talk about, so I think we're okay.
True.
Aaron, what are your thoughts here?
Yeah, you know, green, green, green. I like the Twisted logo, and then the Get Twisted. There's not twistedshop.com exclusive 19 times on this. this like is that. A simple and good album cover, I think.
Paul is still in his Spider One phase back there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It reminds me of a little bit what some of the guys in the Cottonmouth Kings were doing with their hair in like the late 90s, which was almost like a twisty spike. Not a dread, but like put some wax in your hand and twist it around. He probably had to get it twisted.
This cover legitimately looks like Jamie is going to beat the shit out of you and Paul is going to laugh while he does it.
Yeah. And I like it.
And that's, I like that.
Yeah, I dig it.
I think something that they've been missing in maybe recent years is some of the mystery and the darkness. Like, not like in part of the shaking hands and kissing babies, here we are, Twisted. I think they lose a little bit of the like guys lurking out of the shadows that they had early on. Yeah.
And this is that.
And I think this is that. Yeah.
The one and only thing that I'm not a fan of about this cover is the Get Twisted font, because the T's and the I's look identical and they could have done a little something to adjust so it doesn't look like they just typed it out of a downloaded font.
Yeah.
But outside that, I like this photo. I like the cover. I think it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thumbs up. Luckily, it's good not stuff. The one that I see most often, I don't think.
Well, let's get to the one that you probably see most often. And that is the alternate cover that is still on the M&E store as we speak.
This one I like a lot less.
Yes. I'm not a huge fan of this one. I think that, I think the logo is cool.
I like the logo with the drips. It looks real good. I don't love the photo of them.
I don't like the photo. That's what ruins it for me.
I don't like the 3D-ishness.
Mm.
The kind of 3D nature of the logo looks a little cheap to me.
Yeah, I don't mind it, I guess. The weird thing to me is the photos of them sort of fade out in a like gradient into the black where everything else is a harsh outline. And I'm like, that feels odd.
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't like the makeup and stuff there. That's from a different time. That's an older picture.
This is more Abomination's time, which is, still right in the rear view, but I don't like it as much at all. Also worth noting that the streaming version of this is just the regular one that we just looked at with them looking at the camera,
but
much, much brighter.
Yeah.
I think we're all in agreement. This one is not the preferred.
No. I like the stark black and green. I think that's cool, but I like the original much better personally.
Yeah, same. Big same.
Absolutely agreed. Well, guys, we talked about it. Goodbye.
Okay. Wait, we were going to do our overall thoughts.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Well, actually, you know what? I thought about it more, and I think, would you guys mind just going track by track this one time?
You know what? I'm okay with it because it'll give our overall thoughts some serious context that people might be lacking.
Yeah, you know what? I think that's a great idea.
Because if we just went right from this to the overall thoughts, people might not know what songs we had heard. Or yeah,
exactly.
True.
Okay.
True.
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, okay. All right. Let's go track by track. So we only have 5 tracks on this nice little short and compact EP. So let's start with track, 3?
Yeah, it seems all right.
You know what? Let's start with track 1. I think that would make the most sense.
I would prefer we end with track 3.
whoa, you and me both. Whoa, hold on. That's some overall thought stuff, Eric. You're getting out of turn here. Let's start with track 1. What's on my mind? Eric, what am I thinking about right now? And then once you guess that, tell me what your thoughts are on this track.
I am seeing a child with a cowboy hat holding a red balloon standing near a fire hydrant in a tree. Is that what you're thinking about?
Dead on. Wow.
Amazing.
Can we take a step back? Is the fire hydrant in the tree?
No.
Oh.
Fire hydrant and a tree.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Dead on.
All right. See you next week.
Goodbye. Whoop, whoop.
So, what's on my mind? I think this is pretty cool. I like that it is a fully put together song, but it has a very first track intro kind of vibe to it while still being a fully, you know, fleshed out track with verses and a hook and stuff. And as soon as I listened to the song, I was like, I like this version of Twisted when they're doing stuff like this. I think the hook is a little weak, could use some work, but I don't think it destroys the song. There's just a lot of what's on my mind stays on my mind, you know, and it's not delivered in a particularly appealing or catchy way. But overall, I like this as a first track. I think it's kind of cool. Robbie, what do you think about What's On My Mind, the song?
Yeah, I think this is a cool song. I like it. I think Madrox comes out swinging. His verse is very cool to me. I like, you know, he says, starts it with, my mind envisions a new scene infecting the mainstream with Friday the 13th mixed with Halloween. That feels like a real, just kind of a thesis statement for what they're kind of coming out with at the time, saying, hey, this is what we are. We're jumping in here. Let's see this. I wrote this next part is where I sit alone in a room in a chair and I stare into a mirror and communicate with a monster that's there. And I'm scared to prepare the harness of death, he requests, but it hurt because he keeps blowing his way inside of my chest.
What now?
I think it's some cool imagery where he's standing.
What's he doing?
He's sitting in Jamie Madrox, sitting in a chair, looking into a mirror. He's summoned something, some kind of monster.
A monster that's blowing all over his chest?
Blowing his way inside my chest. So I think So I think
I'm getting horny.
I think he's you know, kind of possessing him through this mirror, which I think takes me back to Wrong With Me, the rock and roll song.
Yeah.
Things like that. So yeah, I think that's neat imagery. Paul, on the other hand, with imagery, I think is less neat. He's talking about stuff that's difficult. Like, I don't think you're ready to go in my head. You got a better chance of waking the dead, all these other things, or unlocking the door that you've been really afraid to go in, which, you know, that is maybe challenging, but it really doesn't, it doesn't sound cool at all.
If you're talking about it in a mental capacity.
Sure. Either way, I just like that there's like, oh, you know, waking the dead, or what are some other examples he gives? Waking the dead, or maybe finding a monster under your bed, that would be difficult. Opening a scary door, not even opening it, just unlocking it, I guess. But yeah, I overall, I think this is a really cool, like you said, it sounds like an intro as much as it sounds like a standalone song. The rapping's great. The chorus gets stuck in my head if it is a little redundant. I think it's cool. I think I'm glad they started it this way. But more important than what I think, I want to know what Aaron thinks, because I really value his opinion more than my own.
Oh,
as you should. I mean, my opinion should rule all. What's on my mind, other than what Eric perfectly guessed before his thoughts, but what's on my mind about this song is I agree, this is equally feels like an intro as an actual track, and I think that that is a fine line to hit, and they hit it perfectly with this. I really like the beat. It's very low-key and cool. Jamie has some great shit to say. I'm not going to get back into it because it was literally the exact same stuff that Robbie pointed out.
Oh, good.
And I really liked it. I think the hook is very catchy and simple. And this is just a great first track to set the mood. You know, I listen to this and I think, whoa, Twisted. The baby birds that were kicked out of the psychopathic nest, plummeting to the ground, quickly figuring out how to fly, have spread their little wings. And they're soaring right now.
Is that what happened?
Sure.
Okay. I felt like it went a little differently than that. But hey, listen, if we're going to tell the history, we can revise it as well.
You don't think there was a nest?
Absolutely. Hey, history was written by the winners. And we're winners.
Okay. Hooray for the winners.
Exactly.
I like the positive attitude. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all right. Then let's move on to track number 2 of 5. We're about to be 20% through this EP. Chugging. That's a lie. We're not even close to 20% through.
You're saying the tracks are not all of equal length?
No, they are definitely not.
Oh, okay.
So this one, and Robbie, I believe we got a verse from this on For the Fam Volume 2, but not the full song. This one is called Mind Goes Mad. I'd love for you to talk to us about it.
Yeah, well, first of all, we got more mind talk. These guys are real mind forward on this release, which, hey, maybe throw that in the title. Maybe the Mind EP. Get Mind? I don't know.
Yeah, workshop that.
Yeah. Twisted Mind.
Yeah, Twisted Mind EP. There you go. A little retroactively change that. So Monoxide's opening verse feels very like Strange Music-y to me. Where he's doing some rapping fast, and then he changes it, the pace to something I didn't write down, but I do know it happens, where it goes from, like, you know, classic. Here's my impression of what it goes like. Doing that, and then transitions into a. That's probably spot on.
Yeah, it was. That was perfect.
Okay, yeah. And is that reminds me of just something like a Tech N9ne or a Chris Calico would do.
We're gonna get fucking copyright striked.
Oh, cut it out, actually, if that's gonna be the case. I don't want us to have any financial woes from this. And then Madrox come in just rapping as fast as can be. Just, you know, you don't need an impression of that. You got the idea.
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah, do it.
Okay, well then let's see. I think probably it goes a little something like
great. I'm gonna have to cut that too.
Yeah, this audio's getting muted.
Fuck.
Well, yeah. Does Spotify do that? I know YouTube might get in trouble, but I think we're clear.
The universe is gonna do it.
Oh god. Yeah. Universal UMG probably also. Yeah. It's gonna get cut off TikTok. The TikTok account we upload all our podcasts.
Yeah, that's our number one platform.
Yeah. These 3-hour podcasts fucking cruise on TikTok.
Yeah, I split them into, 400 tiny clips. Yeah,
huge hits. Yeah, overall, I think this is a good song. I think it continues the, you know, themes of Minds. I think it's thematically and production-wise similar to the last one. I think it's, so far, we're onto a good little EP, in my opinion. But Aaron, tell me about Mind Goes Mad. Did it make you mad or did it make you mind? Did you mind it? Go on and talk about it.
Yeah, welcome to the new segment, Mind or Mad, where we talk about if we don't mind something or if it made us mad.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I like that idea.
Not bad. Not bad. Yeah, I think that this is a great little roll into from the previous track thematically. The beat is super cool with those violins in it. I really like that. Building off of the previous song, Monoxide has some great lines. Sure, I'm killing the beat, but I'd rather go kill on the street. My sanity is obsolete. I got bloodstains all on my teeth from eating the weak. You can see it drip every time I speak.
Ooh.
I mean, just
Aaron, that boom. Didn't sound like anything that was in this song. What the fuck are you doing? Robbie, could you do it for him instead?
Yeah, I need you to plus this up for me.
Yeah, let me I haven't rapped in a while, so let me see. I think that's something like that.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
God, you did that so much better than me. You did that so much better than me. Great job, Robbie.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Oh, man, I got it. Maybe I should get into rapping.
Yeah, maybe you should. Yeah,
why not?
Sound good. Okay.
Yeah, Monoxide sounded great. Jamie Madrox, there wasn't anything... any lines that were super standout that I wanted to write down, but just in general, his delivery and his tone just really was really solid. And another one that has a great hook that doesn't seem to clash with the song too much. This is, I mean, we're chugging along very well here so far. Eric, what are your thoughts?
I agree with pretty much everything you said. I like this track a lot. I think this beat is super cool. Great rapping with a good spooky vibe to it. I also really like the hook on this one. I think it sounds cool. I think it fits well into the music. It makes me wonder why, when they can do hooks like this, they ever outsource them to somebody else. Not to say that the other people they bring in aren't good at it, but I'm like, I like hearing Jamie and Paul sing on their hooks. It sounds good to me. I think of the two tracks on this EP that I've heard so far with Mind in the title, this is the best one.
Mm. Yeah, let me think back. I agree.
To me, Mind Goes Mad is up to this point in our listening an upper echelon twisted track. I would put this in the top 20%. I think this one's really cool.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Well, let's see if hold on, let me take this. Let's this is probably gonna be good. All right, keep all this. Well, so well, so far our opinions have been pretty high on this CP. Let's see if this is where they break down. Does that seem good?
Yeah, that was worth the wait.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. Bravo.
Yeah. Hey, Aaron, do you want to tell me all about the next track called Breakdown?
Yeah, I'll break it down for you.
Okay, please.
So Breakdown. Hey, speaking of breakdowns, we got some guitars in this beat, and they're used tastefully. I don't mind them at all. They're low-key. They're not wailing front and center in the beat, and I love it. I think that Monoxide sounds pretty solid on his verse. I really like looking for anybody who want to regard this. I don't want any money. I want to leave them heartless. You know, I'm not trying to rob you. I just want to fucking kill you and take your heart out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
pretty sick. And then I forgot, I wrote it down, but I didn't attribute it to either one of them. So I forgot who said this, but it'll be 52 weeks tomorrow since I started my kill in the week shit embargo.
Monoxide.
Was that Monoxide? Okay. Mm-hmm. Pretty solid line.
What does that mean?
Think about, yeah, I had to think about it a little bit. And I think if you don't think too deep about it, it sounds great. But the way I see it is it's been a year since I started not wanting to rap on weak shit, not wanting to do weak shit.
Mm.
Does that kind of make sense?
Mm-hmm. I thought maybe he was on a weekly killing campaign, but he had signed an NDA. He was under embargo. And after a year, he was allowed to talk about it.
Could be.
Mm, that could be it, too. Yeah.
Yeah. That makes no fucking sense. It's definitely not that.
He also then hid them all in precious cargo. So maybe all the weak shit he killed is, you know, been outsourcing or, you know, sending it out to other countries.
Yeah.
And there's been
selling it off sideways to China or something. They'll use it there.
There's been a hold on that probably.
China.
Hold on. Did current actual president Donald Trump just come into the chat?
I listen to Get Twisted. Wow. The best Twisted EP you'll ever hear.
Mr. Trump, you know, with all respect, I had no idea you were a fan.
I am the biggest horrorcore fan.
Damn, all right.
Well. Nobody knows who Twisted better than me.
Respect.
I'm going to kill that bit immediately. As well as killing a weak shit embargo.
Speaking of China, though, you mentioned China, and it occurred to me
China
that in this song called Breakdown, there are no breakdowns.
No.
China yes. symbol.
No, China no. symbol. Oh, there you go.
Breakdown free.
Little applause for that one, Eric.
Thanks.
This one has another really solid hook. I'm loving so far this EP, and we'll see if it continues. It seems so cohesive. The hooks are amazing. The verses are amazing. They might not be saying anything super deep or profound, but it seems like a reintroduction to Twisted yet again. And it's pretty solid. You know, Jamie goes off. The beat is cool. Paul goes off. The hook is awesome. What's there to not love? Eric, what do you not love about this?
That there are no breakdowns.
Okay.
Remix.
Yeah, I'm going to remix this, and it's just going to be all breakdowns, the whole thing.
It's going to just fucking pits the whole time.
Yeah, that's it.
I can't wait.
I legitimately, I'm listening to it, and there's guitars, you know, and stuff, and I'm thinking, this might be possible. Maybe there's going to be a breakdown in here, and they called it that. Like, I'm like, they were on Warped Tour and stuff. They probably know what a breakdown is. And I'm like, in 2014, it seems reasonable that they might toss one in here. But it never happened.
No. This is also 4 years before a Warped Tour.
Didn't they do a Warped Tour that went tragically wrong prior to this?
Yeah, they did one date on one that went horrible. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, even though there are no breakdowns, which I'm, to be honest, kind of glad for, I think, this is not a bad song. I really like the hook here. I think these first three tracks are like I'm riding high here with this, no pun intended, with this Get Twisted EP. This is, you know, really feeling like Twisted kind of at the top of their game. The one thing that I'll say, though, is I would love a little bit of nuance to the rapping when they start doing the fast stuff, because they're starting to fall into a little bit of similar rhythms and cadences when they do the fast stuff. And it's impressive at first until they start doing it on almost every song. And you're like, OK, yeah, I know you can do this and that's fine. I'm not mad at it overall, though. I think it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too.
But yeah, overall, though, good track. I'm ready to hear these next two songs that I can tell are going to be great by the titles. But before we get there, Robbie, what do you think of Breakdown with No Breakdowns?
Yeah, I think let me break it down for you. I like this one a lot. I think this is for this era of, let's say, from I'll put it from like Abominations through the next couple records. This is one of the standout, like, big live song for a while, one of their top music videos at the time, which worth a look if you haven't. It shows them kind of, I think, stop motion or not, maybe not stop motion, but they basically are rapping their verses and their face paint transitions throughout the verse from none to regular to the more like busy version. And it's neat. Looks neat. But yeah, I like the song a lot. A line that I've always thought was kind of funny but sounds cool is when Monoxide says, "But I get lost like a mist tossed and the ball goes out the window." I assume they're playing a game of catch in the house, windows wide open, and misses that catch and tumbles right out the window.
Been there.
Done that.
Yeah. Who hasn't? Yeah, this feels to me like after A New Nightmare, this feels like this whole EP so far took us back to kind of what the next logical step from Abominations would have felt like musically, which is interesting because a lot of what was on A New Nightmare, especially the stuff I liked about it, is just not present here at all. Like the sad kind of sing-songy, not sing-songy, but, you know, a guest vocalist on the hooks, all that kind of stuff seems, this immediately puts all that into more of an experimental box, because they sort of pivot away from it immediately and go back to what they were doing before, which I think is interesting. But
interesting thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it sounds cool. I think Madrox sounds good, but I think Monoxide got him on this one. I think Monoxide really crushed this verse. Yeah, I like this one a lot. A+.
A+ from Robbie. Let's move on to the next track. Again, I feel like 2 weeks in a row, I'm glad that Eric is taking the reins first on this one.
Same one, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Classic. Track 4, Eric, what are your thoughts on Drugs and Alcohol featuring Blaze and Dominic?
Look, I am not against songs about drugs and alcohol. As a matter of fact, I feel like Aaron has probably seen the band I was in perform multiple songs about drugs and alcohol. We used to end our set with a partial cover of Firestorm by Earth Crisis. We have a song called Level 3 that's telling you how fucking black and white our stance is on this type of stuff.
Eric, you're absolutely correct. And the cool part about that is that most all of the times I have seen your old band perform those, I had some level of drugs and alcohol in my system.
Yeah, which is fine.
Yeah.
You don't have to. I mean, listen, I'm saying the words, not you.
True, true.
But here's a song glorifying the use of drugs and alcohol. Drugs, in this song at least, used fairly lightly because they're primarily just talking about smoking weed, which I guess counts as drugs, but it's kind of funny because it's a song called Drugs and Alcohol. But for what this is, it's a decent sounding track. Like, if you just listen to it and pay no attention, sounds good to listen to, I suppose. I mean, there's elements musically that I don't personally love. But once you start paying attention to the lyrics, it makes the song way less appealing to me. We've got Dominic, who appeared on a few tracks on A New Nightmare, back here doing the hook. I don't really love what's there. He's competent, though. He does have a really funny part near the end where he says, "We got the sticky in the back, Hennessy on my lap, I'm sipping out the snifter." Snifter is just a funny word. and yeah. picturing them drinking out of it just feels very stuffy. So it kind of feels goofy, like they're in a smoking jacket sipping out of a snifter.
Full face paint, Monoxide's hat is tipped to the back.
Like just goofy.
Snifters up.
Also, it feels like they could not decide how to end this song, so they just did multiple endings. Like, the song comes to a fairly natural conclusion, but then they do a whole clap-along part. They, like, bring the beat back, and there's, like, claps, and I'm like, why is this clapping here? And then it ends, and then they're like, let's bring in a super moody acoustic guitar outro. Yeah. And I'm like, what is happening, and why is this still going?
Yeah.
It's so weird. But Robbie, talk to me about Drugs and Alcohol, the song featuring Blaze and Dominic.
Oh, sure. I think this is a decent one. It's, you know, I don't like it as much as the previous, just because I think from these guys, I mean, they've always had this element, you know, from the very beginning, but I prefer the, you know, spooky tough guy stuff and the sad guy stuff to the party guy stuff, as much as, hey, I like a party as much as the rest, but you know, this is not my favorite style of Twisted. Also, I didn't realize this was Dominic until reading this right now. I would have sworn that was Madrox the whole time, but wasn't listening close enough, I guess. I like that. So Blaze says, smoking like a chimney because there ain't no carbonation, ho. Which I don't know what that means for the life of me.
Is he saying, I'm smoking because there's no beer?
Maybe. That could be. And Blaze is a real beer guy, like a craft beer guy. But yeah, maybe that is it. Or like they're out of sodas, so he's going to get high instead. I thought maybe he meant like on a pipe, there's a part of it called a carb that you put your thumb over to make it work better or whatever. I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
I'm not a scientist.
Yeah. I don't think it's short for carbonation because that would make no sense at all.
Yeah.
I think Blaze has some fun there. I don't know how to approach this next part because I wrote out 2/3 of a verse to kind of display just how impressive Monoxide has gotten as a rapper with his kind of internal rhyme schemes and stuff. So if I could give you like a graph, you know how they do those like breakdown, who's the best rapper and blah, 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 YouTube videos. Sure. And they highlight the letters that rhyme with each other or whatever. I don't have that ability. So I'm going to read it, I think, and maybe put emphasis where it feels right. It'll be perfect because I, you know, didn't just listen to the song. So I'll have the rhyme scheme down perfectly. So how many times can I chime rhymes with a fried mind? There's like 5 rhymes there. Is what you're thinking every line that you rewind of mine? Let me remind that in order, got a new one in there with order, in order to walk the border of evil, I'm burning quarters at the speed that a race car drives. So then wrap that whole thing up with that I sound. I get abnormally high, but inside I'm transforming like I was Optimus Prime. But the form that I reside is a crime lord. So then you're flipping it there with the ord and the I. With an eye 4 times the size of any kind of cyborg y'all can find. Not a ton of like meat there lyrically, you know, stuff to really grab onto. But really, really cool rhyme scheme that I think is, you know, up Robbie. There with, yeah.
Can you wrap that for us?
I was going to say that your rapping either got way worse or I don't know what happened there, but that sounded like shit.
Oh, sorry. I can try. Here, let me see if I can. I wasn't prepared for this, but I can give it a go. Let's see. These are the breaks. I think that's.
Yo. Yeah. If you were not fucking nodding your head to that, you have no pulse. Fuck you. That was
incredible.
This is, I appreciate it. This is really getting my ego through the roof. But, you know.
When are you dropping an album?
Oh, you know, listen, there's no plans right now, but I could be swayed.
Okay. All right. Well,
people, let's sway him.
Yeah. Okay. If you need to, listen, Patreon, throw me 700 extra bucks a month. We'll work on it.
Can I just get Sway to call you and convince you to do it?
Honestly, if Sway called me up and said, we need you to drop the record, I would book studio time.
Fuck yeah.
Because that's, yeah,
you know, let me work on
is
that.
Is he on Cameo? This could be actually dangerous.
I'm about to find out.
But yeah, I think the chorus is fun, but I think really the reason to come to this track is the Monoxide verse. I think it's really impressive. And I think the outro with the little acoustic guitar is neat, but it's a lot of outro, a lot of different outros.
Yeah, I think that verse is sick too, because I like that he acknowledged that cyborgs have notoriously large eyes.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's classic. Yeah. And I just like that he's saying the premise of these opening lines is that people are sitting at home listening and go, this guy's high? He's smoking weed? How many times is he going to be able to chime rhymes with a fried mind? And then
I do think that. I was thinking that as I was listening to these, and I'm like, there's no way these dudes were high doing some of these verses.
I mean, you know, 20 years of practice.
I mean, I guess if they're just living in it the way they do, maybe they're fine. But
yeah, I mean, Monoxide, I don't think Monoxide spends a waking moment on high. Jamie, I think, is different.
Did you say on high?
Yeah.
Scientific. Okay. You mean normal?
Yeah. I mean, each their own, you know. But I've gone on long enough. Maybe some would say too long. I would like to hear, honestly, if I'm being honest, I'd like to hear what Aaron has to say about this song.
Can I not be honest when I give you my opinions?
Yeah, that's fine. I don't care. Yeah, I just can wanted lie to, if you want. I wanted you to talk, but I didn't care what you said.
Perfect. Yeah. Good. Yeah, I love this track.
Oh.
I'm so sorry, guys. That was a lie. I can't keep this on. I have some positive things to say about this track. I have some criticisms.
Okay, do it.
Blaze sounds good. I think that at this point in the EP, it was nice to get Blaze right up top on this track to sort of break up the tone a little bit.
Oh, Aaron, were you feeling that at this point there haven't been enough features on songs yet? Or were you like, oh, gosh, that's what I'm missing is features on tracks?
Oh, no. Let me tell you, I was thinking that right before the next track, but they delivered.
I was going to say, just, you know, wait for one more track. And
wait
get
one
it.
More track. Now, I never am mad at a Blaze feature on a Twisted track. I think that overall, he always sounds pretty good and he offers enough tonal change and he's a competent enough rapper to where he can kind of keep up with them, but not outshine them, which that happens zero times in the next track, both keeping up with and outshining them. I think this is probably the weakest Monoxide verse, but objectively still solid. I think Jamie sounds great. This song is just uninteresting to me. It sounds fine, but when you're sitting down and listening to it critically, it just doesn't catch me. Tell us why. The reasoning behind the drugs and alcohol. Get into that.
Give it a purpose. Yeah.
Yeah, give it a purpose. Don't just talk about, yeah, I like drugs and alcohol because they're drugs and alcohol.
Mm. You're saying like...
That's where you lose me.
Go into the psyche of like what brought you here and maybe what's broken in your brain that makes you crave these things.
Yeah. Well, for instance, you know, if I could write a line about how I like smoking weed because it makes Adam Sandler movies funnier to me.
I mean, but I guess I would like to hear a song that said that.
Yeah, dude. When you're high and you watch Punch Drunk Love, you are going to laugh your ass off.
Well, here's a real life example.
Okay.
All right. Mid pandemic, I got high. I watched Chris Farley's Beverly Hills Ninja. Fantastic.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen it.
Very funny.
You've never seen Beverly Hills Ninja?
No, I didn't get to it.
Well, this might help decide what mindset you want to be in when you watch it, because I rewatched it last night, not high.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, this does not hold up.
So you're wishing this song had more lines like, don't even come near me with a DVD copy of Waterboy, unless in the other hand, you've got a bag of pot, or boy, it's not going to be as good.
There you go.
No, that was a shitty verse, Robbie. You are getting worse at rapping. Again.
You're losing it.
It's off the top.
Stick to the bottom boss.
I want verses like, smoking all that hash while we watch Spanglash.
That is pretty good. Yeah.
or hitting my water bong with Water Boy.
He's there?
Yeah, yeah. Adam Sandler's there in this scenario.
Okay, yeah.
Uncut Gems and my weed better not have stems.
Oh, yeah. Uncut Gems, no thanks. No wheat, no seeds, no stems. Yeah, okay. I see where you're going with this.
Yeah, there you go.
How about this? Hit the bong and laughed hysterically at funny people. Is that wrong?
No, I don't think so. No.
I think
that's although it right. is more dramatic, but yeah.
If you haven't picked up, I'm only naming the dramatic movies. Okay, none of the funny ones. Okay, let's move on to the last track on the CP. This is track 5. It's called Wasted Part 2, featuring Whitney Payton, Koopsta, Crunchy Black, Gangsta Boo, and DJ Paul of Da Mafia 6, Chris Webby, Kung Fu Vampire, and R.A. the Rugged Man. Robbie, care to discuss this epic with us?
Oh, sure. I like epics. Faith No More is epic. The Odyssey.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Those are the only two I know.
The Iliad?
Take it or leave it.
Okay.
Beowulf, that's an epic.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Wasted Part 2. So, first of all, right out the gate, I got to say, I think this is much better than the first Wasted. I don't know if that's a hot take or not, but I think Monoxide was right in his teasing that it was going to kill the original one or whatever, because I think the original one sucked ass, and I think this one is tolerable. I think the beat's better. I think the guests are better. I think Twisted's verses are better. The hook, still annoying, but maybe less annoying. I can't tell. Still not a hook that I enjoy at all. I think Monoxide continues to rap very well. He gets in there and says words in a rhythm and cadence that I think is top notch. I'm just going to go down the line and say what I think about the verses. Not a huge Whitney Payton fan, but I think she's okay here. I think she has a couple lines that make me chuckle or smirk. She says something about, you know, Sutter Home. And I like that on Genius, it seems like she had to come in and correct it, because I'm beyond curious what the original person wrote. But yeah, I think Whitney Payton holds her own. I think it's decent. Listen, I'm a big 3-6 Mafia fan, so hearing all these guys on this track, fantastic. And honestly, so much better than Killjoy Club as an album, honestly. This is a hot take. I would take Wasted 2 over the entire Killjoy Club album.
Oh, wow.
If we could just...
Jesus.
If you were like, do you want to sit down and erase Killjoy Club from the world or listen to Wasted 2 or whatever, I'm going to listen to Wasted 2. They sound more at home here than they do on that. And boy, is there less bad rapping on it, which, you know, I guess actually no one really raps bad on here. The one guy who I don't think needs to be here at all. Well, first of all, make these like 2 songs or just get these features to do a couple different songs. We don't need these epics. But Chris Webby does nothing for me here. He is fine. I absolutely despise the part where he says, I'd be streaking down the street like Will Ferrell in Old School. And then they play a clip of Will Ferrell in Old School saying, we're going streaking. And then it cuts back to Chris Webby, who says, fucking old dudes. Like,
oh, that's what he's into?
I wish that was what he was saying. But I think what he's saying is like, oh, fucking old dudes at college streaking. And like, yeah, we know what old school is. This has nothing to do with anything related to you. Why are you talking about it in such detail? Why did they sample the movie? Anyway, I hate that part. More than I need to, probably, but it bugs me. Also, looking at Genius right now, someone says it says fucking O'Douls, which I can't imagine, unless that's a quote from Old School, that he says he's drunk as hell and then references, you know, like a non-alcoholic beer. Seems strange. Kung Fu Vampire, I always forget he's actually good at rapping. R.A. the Rugged Man had no business going as hard as he does on here. Raps incredibly fast over, you know, a song, like a throwaway track. If this was the only Wasted track that existed, I would be fine with that. There don't need to be so many of them. I would not come back to this intentionally, but hearing it didn't make me angry. But Aaron, are you angry about anything in life?
I'm angry about a lot in life. Should we run it down?
Yeah, start at the top.
First and foremost, I think I'm angry that I didn't reference Epic of Gilgamesh when we were just riffing what epics
Yeah, that's fair.
Exist.
Okay.
And that's kind of it. I don't think I'm angry about anything else.
Oh, that's the only thing.
Pretty good life.
Solid life. I am angry at this track, though. It is far too long. I don't think any... I am... Guys, as we've talked about before, there are many, many spectrums in this world.
We've talked about that, yeah.
Including the internet provider in the North Texas area.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Our thoughts on this track.
Well, we don't know that yet.
I know that based on me and Robbie.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
Maybe we span the opposite ends of the spectrum. And Eric, you are right in the middle. Who knows? We'll see when we get to you.
Or even further positive than I said.
We'll see.
This does not need to be 8 minutes. I don't like the hook. I think all of the features, I don't think anybody really sounded great. I mean, Whitney Payton sounded clunky, although her verse was pretty well written. I'm seeing crooked like Owen Wilson's nose. Fine. Great. Koopsta doesn't sound good at all. I think Crunchy Black doesn't sound good at all. Gangsta Boo doesn't sound good at all. DJ Paul is fine. And in between all of these, you have a hook that doesn't sound great. Chris Webby. The best part about his verse is the audio clip from Old School, and I hated that. Kung Fu Vampire was probably the best feature, but at that point in the song, we were like, what, 6.5, 7 minutes in? Like, the placement of his verse kills him for me, because even though it sounded fine, it just was not good. R.A. the Rugged Man is an insane person based on his verse. I mean, Naked Tricks with tracks on their arm, these heroin hoes, if it bleeds, we can kill it, like the line from Predator goes.
Yeah, what is that? I was curious about what the fuck that means.
Killing women?
Or like, does he mean Predator? Like, if it bleeds, we can kill it. Like, if they're on their period, we can, like, kill it, like, in a good way. Like, we can really have sex with these ladies. Well,
oh, are you saying that this is just another version of If It Bleeds, It Breeds?
Maybe that's what he, yeah.
Disgusting. And now I hate it more.
Well, sorry to do that to you.
Yeah, just insane, insane lines from R.A. the Rugged Man. And at that point, it just wasn't good. I don't remember my thoughts on the first Wasted, but they can't be that much better or worse than my thoughts on Wasted Part 2. This track did nothing for me, and it was far too long. And you know what? The Star Wars references sucked ass.
Fair.
And that's what I'm really mad about.
Now, you said you don't remember your thoughts on the first Wasted. I mean,
how do you not remember?
You put it on the playlist.
I haven't returned to the playlist.
You said it was your favorite.
You said
song.
That you loved it.
Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah.
Well, then this one sucks. I want it gone.
You put it on the playlist twice.
I think you put it on three times, once for each of us.
Well, hey, stay tuned for what's going on the playlist this week.
Oh, good.
Eric, what are your thoughts on the second installment of Wasted?
Okay, you and Robbie are definitely at opposite ends of the spectrum. Said literally opposite things about every aspect of the song. I'm going to give you my thoughts, and then I would love for you to tell me where I belong on that spectrum.
Great.
Very autistic, all the way gay.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. 56 seconds. That's how far I made it into this track before I turned it off, which is most of the way through the first hook, knowing that I was going to hear that hook 9 more times. I was like, nah, I'm out. And I legit never came back to it because I heard Wasted Part 1 and I knew what I was in for. And I thought this one was worse. These Wasted tracks can seriously eat a dick, especially after listening to a song that was already this, but probably fucking better.
I think that puts you below Aaron on the spectrum of enjoyment.
Dead in the middle, maybe. I think that you actually have made a new threshold for the spectrum, and I am now in between you and Robbie.
Yeah, you're like neutral now, Aaron.
Yeah. I love this track compared to you.
I mean, I'm in like the spectrum of light that we can't actually see or sound that we can't actually hear.
Yeah, well, fair.
which is I wish where this song was.
Great.
I did forget that there was Star Wars stuff in here, and I wanted to bring that back for a moment because Aaron mentioned it, to say I do like the image of Monoxide getting high with Chewbacca. That's fun. But I don't understand beefing with Luke's father because I smoke the Skywalker. So Luke's father, Darth Vader.
Yes.
Spoilers.
Sorry for if you haven't seen it. But then smoke the Skywalker. I mean, that's a strain, I'm sure. But in the metaphor, he would maybe kill Luke Skywalker, which...
Well, I mean, technically, Luke's father is also a Skywalker, or was before Darth Vader killed him.
That's true. So maybe that's what he's saying, is he...
Metaphorically, in a way of thinking or a manner of speaking.
Maybe he's saying he smokes any Skywalker, and that includes Luke's father, who would be unhappy with that.
Yeah, maybe. Hmm.
Not a good line. Not a good pair of lines, I guess I should say.
It's a mess. It's an absolute mess of a Star Wars reference. All three lines.
Well, what do we think about higher than aliens joyriding and flying saucer? I think that's fun.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah, sure. Fine. And
do you think aliens are doing a lot of joyriding?
Maybe.
Could be.
Not just purposeful cruising.
Guys, Chewbacca would never just sit around and get high. He's the chief engineer for the Millennium Falcon. He has to be on point.
You don't think he's got like an off day or like after hours?
No.
I know. You always have to be on when you're trying to keep that hunk of junk flying through space.
I guess. He actually didn't even make it to Christmas with his family, and that is kind of in line with this and an asshole move.
Well, he did make it to Life Day at the end of the special.
But, I mean, they had a lot of fucking trouble before then because he wasn't in home in time.
It's true.
That's true.
And we know that's canon.
I would rather watch the Star Wars Christmas special than listen to either of the Wasted songs.
I agree with that.
I will say, as someone who has seen it multiple times, more than any Star Wars actual movie,
why?
I cannot agree.
Why?
I've watched it once and then some fragments, and it is an impossible watch.
Ooh, yeah, now talk about a piece of media that I do need to be high to watch. That's Star Wars special right there.
Asleep. I don't think that would help.
There's parts of it that are so boring.
It's very boring.
Yeah. There's parts
of it that are I call those go and check my phone time.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's fair.
You're on your phone a lot during that special.
Yeah. No, I actually I did all of my notes for this episode while watching that special.
You saw those lines and it was like, I should throw that on.
Yeah, why not? Guys, there we go. Get twisted. I think now normally we do our overall thoughts right after looking at the album covers, but I think this format of talking about it track by track really helped us formulate some overall thoughts. True. So we're going to talk overall thoughts on Get Twisted, taking into consideration the music and beats, the lyrics and flows, the re-listenability, and the overall vibe. Eric, hit me with your best shot.
Fire away.
Yeah. So we definitely didn't end on a fun note, but I do think overall it was great to hear this fully fleshed out EP after last week's collection of chaos that was thrown together. Mm. I think the first three songs are great here. I'm happy to hear Twisted getting back to what Twisted does well and continuing to evolve. I disagree with what Robbie said earlier. This EP reminds me a lot of A New Nightmare, even though there isn't as much sad boy stuff here, but it's like that, but maybe a little tonally different. And I feel like if you combined this EP with A New Nightmare, you would have one very sonically and thematically cohesive album that sort of hits a lot of different emotional notes and puts everything together the way it should be. I really, though, hope they don't keep up with these songs that glorify substance abuse and addiction. I don't think the party stuff is funny or clever or fun to listen to. Maybe that's my musical preferences. Maybe that's my personal, social, and philosophical preferences. Maybe it's that I don't think they particularly do it well. But it's going to make this a really tough season for me if this is their thing. I will say this, though. I'm glad that they heard our plea to make Wasted the last track here. And then, hey, they even put drugs and alcohol right before it because it was super easy to just treat this as a three-track EP for me. So
Awesome. Yeah, I pretty much agree. I love the fact that the two that I want to skip, one more so than the other, are at the very end, yeah, because I can definitely make this a three-song EP. That's a really good three-song EP. You know, they started off so strong with the first three tracks. Mm-hmm. Drugs and Alcohol faltered a little bit. And then once Wasted hit, I was like, guys, what are we doing here? What's happening? You know, I was excited for a five-track, 25-minute-ish EP until I realized that one of those tracks was 8 minutes.
Of 8 minutes, 40 seconds.
Yeah, almost 9 minutes. I couldn't even tell you the amount of things I could have done with that 9 minutes.
Try.
Okay, I could probably eat 3 hot dogs.
Okay.
And that includes putting the toppings on them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Get my TurboTax account set up and good to go for doing my taxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good.
I could shit probably 1.5 times.
Mm, okay.
Sure.
Pissed probably 4 times.
Yeah.
Only 4. Okay.
And taken 1/3 of a shower.
A long shower.
Oh, I could take 2/3 of a shower or a whole shower in that amount of time. If I go quick.
See, I was thinking about a shower after taking those 1.5 shits.
Mm. Oh, no wipe.
Oh, you were saying you can do all of those things in a row.
Oh, no. I was saying if I had 18 minutes, I would take 1.5 shits and then 1/3 of a shower.
Oh, okay.
Also, just to further express my preference for Wasted 2 to Wasted 1. Wasted 1, 9:46. So over a minute longer than Wasted 2. Mm.
I will say that I think that the lineup of features here is stronger than the lineup of features on Wasted 1, but that's the only thing I'll give it.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I think Get Twisted is a solid 3-track EP with 2 bonus songs I'd skip. Robbie, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, what are my thoughts? I want to go back now to what Eric said about this and A New Nightmare making up a really solid album, and I kind of want to put that on a playlist and hear it, you know, and see what it sounds like, because he might be right, maybe I'm fucking wrong, but I think this is a step in a good direction. I think since Abominations, outside of, you know, side quests like For the Fam 2 specifically, any Wasted song as well, I think these guys have been like maybe the best they've been, at least since like their very earliest stuff. Because I still think that Most Tasteless Ear is kind of unbeatable. But as far as like technical skill and song craft and stuff, like the stuff they've been doing the last few years has been just great. And I think this continues that largely. The first 3 tracks are obviously the strongest. I don't hate Drugs and Alcohol, but I don't have a ton of use for it. The Wasted tracks are just, I mean, I don't need them at all. I don't know what the purpose of them is. I would love to be in the meeting or, you know, overhear the conversation that led to like, what if we made 10-minute songs about getting fucked up? And then what if we continued to make them? Because there's so, I mean, like, I would rather they had a posse cut that was 10 minutes long about, you know, serial killer murder stuff. Not to. That's the only thing they can do, but you know, I mean, like, that'd be more interesting lyrically probably.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of other thematic things they could have done with a big posse cut that would have been more interesting to me,
honestly.
They could make it about hey, we went to Cedar Point and each person talks about a different ride they went on. I'd listen to the fuck out of that track.
Sure. That'd be cool.
Weird twisted song for them, but I would hear it.
Yeah.
And honestly, even just a track about like being cool, like even just if it was like a regular ass posse cut that was this long with this many features, I would probably like it better. And I'm not the one of us that doesn't have a taste for the Drugs and Alcohol, so just not my theme of song that I prefer. Although I gotta say, really glad it wasn't a 9-minute sex track with this many features.
No, actually, that give me the 9-minute sex track with all those features, and it's all of these people in an orgy talking about them having sex with each other.
So he's saying, like, man, I don't want to do that to fucking Whitney Payton. That every rather rapper would just reference her.
No.
You think
she's got a strap on and she's giving it to the other?
Sure.
Yeah, that's the thing. Every other rapper would be referencing her, then put her towards the end where she talks about how she didn't even come once from any of that. And then she put on a strap on and fucked every single one of them to completion.
That's fair.
I see. I was just thinking about like DJ Paul talking about fucking Kung Fu Vampire. Like, that's what I wanted to hear.
Now, listen, in a perfect world, I would love to hear that. But you know, those guys aren't writing that track.
That's why I want to hear it. Yeah.
Not a chance. These guys are, there's a spectrum of many things. One of them is sexuality on wax.
Listen, if Twisted said, I want you to hop on this track, it's going to be all about how we're fucking each other, I'd be like, how many bars? Let's go.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'd be down.
I would love a meeting where they go, okay, we're going to do this song. It's all about fucking each other. And you got to write some gay shit.
Right. That's what I want it to be.
And then Crunchy Black is like, listen, if you want on the track, you got to do it. You got to talk about sucking dicks. You got to talk about taking it in the rear. All this stuff.
Yeah. All of that.
Yeah.
Love that.
And, you know, it may maybe a shorter song, honestly. Maybe get a couple of these guys to drop out.
Yeah, true. That's a good point.
But yeah, overall, I really like this EP. I think the first three songs are super strong. So strong that we might hear them again in the coming future. But yeah, I think there's some top-notch material on here. I like the direction these boys are going.
I think a couple of the songs from this are bonus tracks on the album we're going to review next.
That's exactly what I was alluding to. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And they sound great in that context, too. So honestly,
yeah.
Spoiler alert, but outside of one song that we all liked, I think you can kind of throw this in the trash starting a year from now.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's all. That's all I got.
Cool.
Well, let's get on to our personal favorite tracks. I have a strong feeling there's three tracks here that are available for us to put on the playlist.
I think you put any of them on there. You could.
Yeah, they're all available.
They're all up for grabs.
I'll go first.
Okay.
I think it's clean cut, clear, and simple. Mine Goes Mad is my pick. I think it's a perfect amp up from the first track. And it sounds great. I love the violins.
Okay.
Okay.
Eric.
Mine Goes Mad would have been my pick as well, but since you chose it, I'm going to go with Breakdown. Mm.
That was my second choice.
That was my first choice. Which means I'm going to go with the other mind one. Hold on. What's it called? I was so prepared to say
it. It's called Where's My Mind. It's a Pixies cover.
Yeah, throw that on there. I'd love to hear it. No, I'm going to go with What's On My Mind, a John Lennon cover. I don't think that's true. That's just
I don't think so.
Could have had a song called that. I don't know.
Well, those were the three I assumed were going to go on. I almost just added them preemptively like 30 minutes ago. But
you can just put them on in the order they were released, honestly.
Yeah, do it. Just put the first three tracks in that order.
What's On My Mind, Mind Goes Mad, Breakdown.
Yeah.
We have added three more tracks to this playlist, which is now at 73 songs, 4 hours and 54 minutes.
Yeah.
It's long.
Which means we would have cracked the 5 hour mark if one of us chose
Wasted
Part Two.
Hey, it's not too late.
Perfect.
That's okay. We'll get to 5 hours eventually.
Score time. It is score time. We got to talk scores.
Score.
Four score 7 years ago.
You're giving it a four?
No.
Oh.
I'm going to give it a 3.5, though.
Okay.
I think that those first three are enough to carry it. And with those last two being at the end, it's very easy for me to skip them. Eric, what is your score?
I'm going to give it one Faygo for each song that I liked. And I liked them quite a bit. So it's a three.
Oh, five. Oh. Robbie, what do you got?
This is a tough one because I am less harsh towards the latter two. I even spotlighted most of a verse from one of those last two songs about how much the rapping was impressive. But I think it would feel strange giving this a four, even though I do think it's mostly strong. I'm going to have to go with 3.5 just because I think Wasted does really take up a lot of the runtime and take it down a notch.
Okay. What are we at, Eric?
Well, that brings us to a 3.3 repeating, which is a 3.5 Faygo score.
Mm, crack them.
Love that. 3.5 Faygos. What a time, guys. What a great episode. I had fun. We laughed. We cried. We spit up. It's time to wrap it up.
Sure.
Okay.
Wrap up your willies.
Okay. Done.
Next episode. Everybody has their condom on? Okay, good. Yeah. We'll continue. Next episode, we are going to be reviewing Twisted 2015 album, The Darkness. Until then, until we can get dark with it, Eric, where can people find us?
Go to our website, icpwwe.com. That's icpwwe.com. There you will find links to join our Discord, follow us on Instagram, send us an email, or join our Patreon.
Ah! Jesus Christ.
Wow. I couldn't handle myself. You just named the best website. By the way, and Google actually ranked our Patreon as best website of 2023.
Really?
Got the award in today. It's a Golden Webby. And
Chris,
it's
sitting up Webby?
On my, yes, it's a bust of Chris Webby that's cast in gold. And it's sitting on my desk right now. Thank you, Google, for naming our Patreon the best website of 2023. There, for a mere $3 a month, you can find a plethora of additional content and episodes, of things cut or recorded beforehand, from each of our main feed episodes. You also get a special Discord channel that is just you and us. There's a bouncer at the door that keeps the riffraff out.
Literally, there's no talk about riffraff in there. If somebody brings up riffraff, we boot them.
Yep.
We boot them.
$3 returned right to your bank account. Bye.
Oh, no, we don't. Are you kidding me? We don't return that $3.
Mm. Yeah, you should have known better, I guess.
That's your penalty.
Yeah. That's your cover charge. I mean, you don't. If you get drunk at a club and get thrown out, do you think they say, okay, here's your $15 cover charge back? No.
Oh, I guess you're right.
Finally, you also get your name or a phrase of your choosing rattled off as a thank you at the end of each episode, which I'm going to do post haste. Thank you so much to Don't Crit Fail, a Juggalo Adventure episode 1 and 2 out now. V-Ron, Corey, Sir Blade the Spooky of House Deleter, Knight of the Underground Table, Ward of the Midwest, Champion of LLE, and Patron of TWU. Thank you to Coach B's Blown Load, Scott, Scotty, Robbie, Austin, I Never Learned How to Read, Andrew, Schmeev, Clue Clue. By reading vid out loud, you have summoned the Damon.
Too late. Already summoned.
Christian McWebhab, an interdimensional Yeti smeared his leafy shit on my face. Okay, I wanted an update on that. Didn't get it. Hopefully we get it next time. Adam, listener, I'll be down with the clown till I'm dead in the ground, baby. Cummy Custard, hardcore vegan dude. Dana, Mushy Mustard, Robbie, Tribby Two Shoes, Ensong, Nicola, and Gage. Thank you so much to our dear, dear patrons. Boulders, do not have to hold thyself because you're holding them for us, baby. Over the shoulder.
I would like to petition Blade to change their name to anything that's not what it is currently.
Yeah, I was actually, that's the one that was getting me. It's been a while
since Blade changed their name
to not that fucking one.
Yeah,
there you go. Robbie, I thought you didn't like doing covers of songs. Also, what happened to your parody? What was the song parody you were going to do last week?
That was a few weeks ago. A
couple weeks ago. Yeah, that's right.
I genuinely don't remember. What was it?
I get monthly diarrhea.
Yeah,
sometimes it splashes on my balls.
Okay, well.
I had some toilet paper, but I used it all.
So yeah, I'll be thinking about that when I watch Sublime today at Coachella.
Yeah, you will.
And, good. We just ruined that set for you. Love that. Okay.
For the record, I don't have a problem with song parodies. I do have more of an issue with bathroom humor song parodies.
That's my favorite kind.
Yeah, it's the only kind I like.
Listen, I go to Napster.com and search Weird Al. And then only download the songs I know for a fact are not actually Weird Al. And do I get some hits.
Yeah, those are all things that I've uploaded that I made and just wrote Weird Al. Put them all on Napster.
Duty Time.
Yeah, I think you can find a good amount of them on LimeWire as well.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
What are
Bear Share? I'm all over that one.
Piss Me. It's a Kiss Me by Sixpence on the Richer parody.
Piss Me.
Yeah. Salt and Pepper. Shoop. It's just called Poop.
Baby Poop. Yeah, there you go. See,
you make me want to poop, poop, poop.
Yeah.
Rob, you're so good at this. You're so good at this.
Listen, just because I've got a gift doesn't mean I got to use it.
Fair enough. Well, guys, thank you for hanging with us. It is time for us to leave and depart and begin our Saturdays.
What are we going to talk about next week? Did we ever tell people?
Yeah,
we did.
We did.
Okay. I zoned out.
We're talking about, I believe in a thing called love, just as another heart.
All right. We got it out of the way. Can't joke that at all next week.
Nope. I figure we do it once.
Like, I like it. I love it. I want some more of it.
I believe in a thing called love.
Honestly, pretty good. You hit that at karaoke.
I believe in a thing called come. Just as another rhythm of my balls.
Timely do like I believe in a fitting glove or something, make a little OJ trial reference.
Oh, hey, RIP the juice himself. I heard that Ford is custom making a white Bronco hearse.
Is that true? Oh my god. This is we're getting really into like 90s morning zoo.
It's gonna drive really slow to the cemetery with a police escort.
Yeah. Behind
it. Yeah. It's gonna be good. Yeah, behind it.
Driven by Al Cowlings.
That's,
if the coffin don't fit, he must acquit.
Acquit what? Acquit trying to go.
Acquit being dead.
Okay. If the coffin don't fit, you must acquit.
Yeah.
That doesn't make
fit
sense.
Fit into the grave? Or fit.
They
OJ
gave him a
it.
Tiny little coffin that he doesn't quite fit in.
Trouble.
It's like arms and legs are hanging out.
Is innocent of being dead?
One of my favorite things about OJ is his late in life. Videos he would post on like Twitter or Instagram, and he would always say, "What's up, X family?" Or like he'll what? Always end out with like, "Y'all take care."
Who's the X family? Is that for like Twitter X?
Yeah, X. Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Just he's keeping up with the current. I mean, not now because he's dead.
But... No, he was saying what's up to Nicole Brown Simpson,
my,
his ex
family that are dead in the ground. Now, do you think that they're going to be buried next to each other?
Did they get plots back in the day?
I don't think so.
I think he had a plot.
The plot. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And with that mic drop, goodbye, everybody. We'll see you next episode.
Bye.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. Stay afloat, cause we're back again, and we're just in the crack. Kids ready to find the top 10. The rest can drop dead. There's no stopping when the twins are effect, and we twist it to the end. The year of calling, I can't stop them falling. Perfect. Oop. Had a burp.
Oh, did you throw up?
Yeah, I spit up.
Oh. You okay?
My tummy hurts.
If I ever throw up, I'm going to call it spitting up.
I love it. I've done it before where I was like, I spit up. It's like a fucking 29-year-old man. So it's a good bit. I highly encourage both of you to pepper that into your
I like
into our
daily vernacular.
Yeah.
This show is a member of the Underground Podcast Community. UPC.